Spirit Husband, an Adult Christian Fantasy. Written and read by Wayne O'Connor. This book is also available at Amazon.com as a paperback and as a digital book that may be read on your computer and on Kindles and other fine electronic products. Cast of characters for Spirit Husband. Cameo appearance: Jesus, God. Main characters: Wesley, human. Willow, human. Wesley's home fellowship: Kevin and Cindy Ken, human. Billy and Cat Bebop, human. Galactic Federation of Light: Fake New Age Jesus, Sunanda Jesus, Nordic humanoid / entity. Heinrich Daz, Nordic humanoid and symbiote. Sigluna Sophia, Nordic humanoid and symbiote. Lightworker Kazu, human. Miscellaneous characters: Kira, human. Finnegan, human. Mr. Alf, demon lord. Pazel, angel. Sunny Dix, human. Granny T, human. This audio presentation will also feature the alternate ending, which is not found in either the paperback or the digital product. Dedication. Thank you to all who helped in my unexpected journey to write my first Christian fantasy. Thank you, Jesus, for modifying my prayer. I thought that I would be expanding the short story, Revenge of the Game Master, which is found in my book entitled Adventurer's Horn, that received an honorable mention at the 2014 Midwest Book Review. Instead, I received a word of knowledge and pictures of a totally different book, several dreams and visions that could be modified to fit the story and the complete story, including the characters. Thank you especially to the one who helped me and never knew their contribution, engendered the creation of the best Christian fantasy I have ever written in my life. All scriptures are from the King James Version or Father's Life New Testament Version. Contents: Chapter 1, Sunny Dix and Granny T. Chapter 2, Willow Meets Wesley. Chapter 3, Meeting Under the Chupa. Chapter 4, Willow Debriefs Willow. Chapter 5, Happy Anniversary Baby. Chapter 6, Lightworker Seminar. Chapter 7, Warning from Wesley. Chapter 8, Meeting with Mr. Alf. Chapter 9, Demon's Reach Fight Club. Chapter 10, Final Battle. Forwarding Material. There are three parts to the foreword. The first one is entitled simply Foreword. The second part of the foreword is entitled The Genesis of My New Christian Fantasy Novella, Spirit Husband. And the third section is the prologue. Spirit Husband is a Christian novella written in the tradition of Christian authors Frank Peretti and C.S. Lewis. Unfortunately, because of the things I have learned in my studies, C.S. Lewis fantasy has entered the realm of research material rather than entertainment, as has that of the work of secular author Tolkien. That is to say, it is by genre, a Christian fiction / fantasy work that explores the reality of the dark spiritual world of cruel, perverse, and demented demonical entities that exist mere millimeters beyond the natural edges of our physical reality, whose primary purpose is to control the world for Satan, and secondarily, to taint and spoil the lives of its inhabitants, especially those who try to live according to a Christian worldview. Hence, it is a departure from my usual efforts to write clean, wholesome material with, perhaps, a dash of innuendo. Spirit Husband is a cautionary tale awash with stark, gritty realism. In that sense, it reminds me more of the Christian fiction with adult themes written by best-selling Christian authors Bodie and Brock Taney. While some of my Christian friends are shocked by a few scenes within my novella, The Bible itself deals with adult themes from time to time, and even though we are admonished in the words of Paul to live holy lives and not to use coarse language, the Bible does contain instances where coarse language is used or adult themes are at least inferred, if not directly existent within the text. Many references in the Bible directly or indirectly refer to sexual themes. The book and chapter list I am providing is not exhaustive. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 6, and 7. Galatians 5. Genesis 4, 19, and 38. 1 Thessalonians 4. Ezekiel 16, 23, and 24. The original word in Ezekiel 64, 6 is menstrual cloths. The CJB, LXX, and Vulgate use actual terms that confirm that this word does mean menstrual cloth. Leviticus 15 and 19, Hosea 1, 2 Samuel 13, Song of Solomon. Granted, adult themes found in Spirit Husband and in books written by best-selling Christian author team Bodie and Brock Taney are more audacious and embellished than the incidents recorded in Scripture. Mythic otherworldly events in Spirit Husband concerning actions that occur both on contemporary Earth and in the interdimensional pocket world of Damon's Reach Fight Club allegorically exposes the fact, not readily admitted, that the modern church in America has fallen from grace, cuddling up to the murky witchcraft of New Age mysticism, literally and figuratively dancing with demons and playing with the fires of forbidden sexual indulgence. This novella is meant for mature audiences only and contains a limited amount of textual material that ranges between PG-13 and R in the scope of its graphic content. Also, keep in mind that this work is a Christian fantasy, not a doctrinal text. Some material may contain information that is totally fictional, controversial, or inaccurate doctrinally. That said, it is also possible that certain information that appears inaccurate or unfounded from a doctrinal perspective is actually true and conforms to a reality that we do not totally comprehend. The genesis of my new Christian fantasy novella, Spirit Husband. For several years now, I have been intending to write a Christian fantasy novel. Recently, I prayed and asked Jesus if he would allow me to write it. The one that I have had in mind to expand into a novel is called Revenge of the Game Master. I was expecting to use that short story from my book Adventurer's Horn, which won an honorable mention at the 2014 Midwest Book Review. I finished off the rest of the day and played Microsoft Solitaire on my computer for about an hour, and then I retired for the evening. As soon as I awoke in the morning, I had a word of knowledge. I saw a picture of a demon boxing two Christians. Jesus and about two dozen angels, with grim expressions, were camped next to a huge white tent, not too far from that boxing ring. On the other side of that boxing ring, a group of demons leaped and danced. I also remembered several visions and dreams that I have had during my life and received the knowledge of how to modify them to fit my story. Every story needs a good storyline, conflict, an enemy, and characters that are vibrant and three-dimensional. I have wanted to be a writer since I was a youngster. Even though I flagged college English the first time, I took as many creative writing classes as I could during and after college via mail. One of the things I was told was that it is absolutely taboo to have Jesus as a character in a story. I never used Jesus as a character in a story for a class assignment again. But if I had a story like Dream with Jesus as a character, after that, I would write down the story, but was careful with who I shared that story. When I first began submitting short stories to publishers, their main complaint was that my characters were flat. To create a character that is three-dimensional and vibrant is one of the keys to writing a successful story. I have discovered over the years that the best way to do this is to take a person from real life that you know and use a physical personality or dialogue tagline borrowed from them and, with a little tweaking, design a character. Then, as you write the story, you edit the character depending on the needs of the story. This was different in that I already had, with that early morning word of knowledge, the storyline and all the characters. I did add a bit of color, or shadowing, or change a line stroke here and there as the story progressed, to modify each character slightly. But overall, each character already came to me, fully equipped, locked, and loaded. The more interesting a character is, and the more the reader can identify with them, quirks and all, and both empathize and sympathize with them, the more likely they will enjoy the story. After receiving that word of knowledge concerning the adult Christian fantasy, Spirit Husband, I spent the day writing it down. Technically, I jotted down notes and located the dreams and visions from my past and prepared to write the story. I had a few book orders to get out for my retired missionary friend and editing to do on one of his audiobooks. I was about to start writing, and a husband and wife from my home fellowship asked if they could come over and do laundry, as they live off the grid. Finally, at about 5 p.m., I started writing. I don't remember getting up to go to the bathroom, eat, or drink water. When I finished the last paragraph of the rough draft, I wondered how much time had passed. It was a few minutes after 3 a.m. My legs were so stiff that I had to use my arms to maneuver out of my office chair and waddle to the bathroom. Since much of the material is borrowed and modified from dreams and visions, and very loosely adapted from certain life events, it was very compelling. I actually cried whenever I reread the story during editing, because I so clearly identified with and felt the struggles and pains of the two main characters, Willow and Wesley. 3 days later, on a Sunday morning, I awoke with another word of knowledge. Some would say it was a vision, but I believe that technically it was a word of knowledge. A word of knowledge is basically an information download. The amount of that download may be minuscule or massive. That information may also come with a visual of some type or several visual images. I had received 4 or 5 points of information where the story needed to be modified, and 1 or 2 new points that had to be worked into the story. I am not sure if I just garbled some of the information the first time, or if Jesus wanted me to get the basic story in place and then tweak it a bit. When I read the story after modifying it, I cried, as usual, and felt that the story was even better than before. Hands down, this story is the best Christian fantasy that I have ever written. Spirit Husband has at least one character, Willow, who is so complex and seems to win the reader's empathy and sympathy despite her stubbornness, that it made for a phenomenal story. Of course, I had help. Thank you, Jesus. One of the issues that disturbed me about the story was that even though I have added innuendo, allowed a character in other stories to use coarse language, or may have included an adult theme in other stories I have written, I really try to avoid that. When I prayed about the issue, I was reminded that, barring cursing that uses the name of Jesus, there are places in the Bible, especially in the prophets, where an unsavory word picture is used. There are also many instances of adult situations in the Bible. I listed some of the scriptural references in my foreword for Spirit Husband. I read a few adult Christian fiction novels years ago, and was shocked by the lengthy descriptions of rape, including torture rape and sexual encounters, and discontinued my reading of that genre. Even though there are a few adult scenes and instances where coarse language was used in my new novella, Spirit Husband, I attempted to say just enough so that the reader would at least get a clue about what was going on, while embellishing the scenes as little as possible. It seems as if I was to include those scenes not to be provocative, but to portray the gritty realism of sexual sin and the resulting problems that may occur when we foolishly indulge in such practices. Prologue. Early in the morning of March 11th, 1962, the chief court angel appeared before the desk of Jesus Christ in the heavenly embassy and said, "Your Eminence, Lord of Lords and King of Kings, Jesus the Christ, your enemy, the Dark Prince of America, and ambassador for the office of Satan, has ascended and is demanding an audience according to precedence in the manner that Satan came before us concerning the patriarch Job." Jesus nodded his head and said, "He may enter." When the Dark Prince of America entered, the court angel motioned to his assistant, a scribe angel, and said, "Please state your case, Ambassador, before His Eminence, Lord of Lords and King of Kings, Jesus the Christ." The Dark Prince of America bowed and spoke in a firm but oily voice. "Your Eminence, Jesus Christ, I come before you concerning your servant Wesley Thaddeus O'Connell and his future wife, Willow of Ladysmith. We have recently uncovered a dusty scroll where one of our Python spirit diviners uttered an oracle through one of the Sibylline prophetesses in ancient Greece. We have deduced that you plan to use these two for one of your nefarious campaigns to thwart the Dark Kingdom. We have also deduced that in order for it to work, they must be married. While that seems illogical, we have ascertained that there is a 97.6% chance that our postulation is correct. We also believe that it partially concerns one of our assets, the Ashtar Command, and specifically, Sunanda Jesus. We cannot let this go uncontested." Jesus gestured with his hand, alerting the court that he would speak. "Do you always rob the cradle, Dark Ambassador of the Office of Satan? At least when your master came before the court of this embassy, Job was not only an adult, but had many adult children. My servant Wesley is barely 3 days old." Jesus chuckled, and after a few seconds, erupted into a full chortle as he gently covered his mouth with his hand. Only by using great discipline did the court and scribe angels refrain from joining Jesus in his gleeful exhibition. Jesus calmed himself and continued, "The servant you refer to as..." Jesus burst forth in a fresh round of laughter and rolled his eyes. "Willow of Ladysmith." He wiped his eyes with a soft cloth that he had procured from a drawer beneath his massive sandalwood executive desk and continued, "Will not be born for 25 years. "You may answer, Dark Ambassador," said the court angel. The Dark Prince of America frowned, then coughed, and cleared his throat. "Your Eminence, Jesus Christ, the Dark Kingdom learns from its mistakes. We did not prepare or use the best attack strategy concerning your servant Job. You are all-powerful and omniscient. But you have a weakness. That weakness is that you allow free will to be exercised by humans, even among your servants. We challenge you and declare that we will work directly to keep your servant Wesley from marrying and bend the will of others and circumstances to block that event. As far as that wench, Willow of Ladysmith, whatever her name really is, we do not care whether she marries or not, as long as she gives herself to other men and not Wesley. We have a plan. When the time comes for final implementation of that plan, we will alert you so that you may send a delegation to oversee our creative endgame presentation." Jesus scowled and utilized his prior hand gesture. "I so accept your challenge, Dark Ambassador of the Office of Satan." He turned his steely gaze onto the chief court angel. "This audience is terminated. Please escort the Dark Ambassador, Prince of America, from the courtroom of our heavenly embassy, forthwith.